Dr. Summer, right, Dick Dean, up for Mr. Sheridan, S-H-E-R-D-E-N, first of all, S-Y-R-E-N-T-H-I-A. Today's date is 1/22/2013. Patient's a 60-year-old Afro-American female, comes to the clinic with number one, elevated blood pressure, number two, gained 11 pounds, number three, sugars between 340 to 56, number four, right shoulder pain, number five, right shoulder osteoarthritis. Number six, left shoulder osteoarthritis. Number seven, the venous insufficiency. Number eight, pedal edema. Number nine, coronary disease. Stent placement of the LAD. Number 10, bilateral peripheral vascular disease. Slash PAD with stents in 2005. Dr. Patrick and Dr. Gonzalez. Number 11, left ventricular hypertrophy, diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation. Number 12, abnormal EKG showing left atrial enlargement, left ventricular hypertrophy, septal infarct. Number 13, diabetes mellitus. Number 14, vitamin D deficiency. Number 15, proteinuria. Number 16, loss of hearing. Number 17, CVA 11-2006. Number 18, thyroid nodule. Number 19, status post thyroid biopsy. Number 20, coronary disease, status post MI, times 3. Number 21, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 22, hyperlipidemia. Number 23, partial hysterectomy. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. She has had a thyroid nodule with some dysphagia. She saw Dr. Sanson. She recommended a total resection of the thyroid, but patient wants to watch it with just ultrasound, periodic ultrasounds, period. Patient's sugars have been elevated between 340 to 56. She denies any polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia. She's on Glyza, Levemir, Humalog. I've recommended simple flexion extension stretching exercises for her. Hopefully she'll do that, and hopefully with working her muscles we can lower her sugars and maybe hopefully increase her endurance and maybe help her lose weight, period. She denies any chest pain. She still has some pedal edema. Secondary to venous insufficiency, recommend she elevate legs at night, recommend low salt diet, recommend continued vitamin D supplementation. She has not had blood work for a while. I'm going to draw a Chem-12 CBC, hemoglobin A1C, C-peptide, urine for microalbumin. We'll do a fasting lipid profile, TSH, B12 folate. We'll have the patient come back in a couple of weeks and we'll go over all this. Patient has bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, so this is not bothering her of late. She has restless leg syndrome. She's on ribenoprol, seems to be stable. She has peripheral neuropathy, secondary diabetes, stable with the Lyrica. She's also on the Cymbalta for this. We'll continue current care. This is Dr. Samir Roy, the clinic. Note for Ms. Cynthia Sheridan, period. We'll recommend a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet for her. Elevated blood pressure, she's to avoid fatty foods. She's to follow a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet to increase exercise as best as possible. Patient with non-toxic multinodular goiter. She has obstructive sleep apnea, but she's not compliant with her CPAP. Patient with history of left ventricular hypertrophy, diastolic dysfunction, left atrial enlargement. Patient also with history of carotid disease. We'll schedule a carotid Doppler study to rule out any worsening stenosis. Also do an echo of the heart to rule out any worsening LVH, rule out any worsening diastolic dysfunction. End of dictation.